John 13:33-38, a new commandment. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. This is our simple approach to this systematic study of the Bible. Again, today I encourage you to prepare your heart to hear the word of the Lord. I have repeated one major principle of Bible study during this study of John 13. A primary part of our application and obedience to God's word should focus on loving others. As we conclude our study of John chapter 13, I want to share three more verses that support this point. John 3:14. We know we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. 1 John 3:23. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. If we don't love others, we remain in death. Jesus commanded us to love one another. If we do not love others, we do not know God, because God is love. God is love, and his main command is to love others. This command must be the heartbeat of all that we do. Thus, when we study the Bible and think about what God wants us to do, we should always keep the command to love others central in our hearts and minds. Let's pray. Lord, teach us how to love others in all that we do. May our study of the Bible always include your command to love others at the core of our thinking. Fill us with your love today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 13:33-38, a new commandment. Verse 33, little children, I will be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you can't come. So now I tell you. Jesus would soon suffer and die on the cross. 3 days later, he would rise from the dead and return to his Father. He would return to the glory he had with his Father before the world began. The disciples still did not understand that Jesus would suffer, die, and rise from the dead. They had a hard time understanding that Jesus was talking about what Jesus was talking about when he said, "Where I am going, you cannot come." After the cross and resurrection, the meaning of these words would come into focus. Jesus was telling them in advance that he would be returning to his Father. During these last few days with his disciples, Jesus wanted to review and repeat the main things he wanted them to do when he was gone. Verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Meditation question, why did Jesus say this was a new commandment? The command to love your neighbor as yourself was given in the Old Testament and affirmed by Jesus. On various occasions, Jesus taught us to love our neighbor practically through our actions. For example, the parable of the Good Samaritan focuses explicitly on what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. This was a new commandment because the standard is higher than the command to love your neighbor as yourself, which is quite challenging. The commandment is to love one another as Jesus loved us. This is even more challenging. So how did Jesus love us? This is one meditation question. Well, Jesus loved us unconditionally, radically, practically, and sacrificially. Several verses describe how Jesus loved us. I will share a few of these. Romans 15:7, he loved us by accepting us. Therefore, accept one another as Christ also accepted you. He loved us by forgiving us. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. He loved us unconditionally. Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us sacrificially, 1 John 4:10. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He loved us radically. 1 John 3:16 says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And Jesus loved us practically, John 13, 1-5, as we have been studying in this chapter. Jesus demonstrated his love for his disciples by washing their feet. And finally, Jesus loved us by serving us, Mark 10:45. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. Jesus set a standard of love that is far above loving your neighbor as yourself. He told us to love one another as he loved us. The only way we can do this is to be filled with his love through his indwelling life continually. Meditation question. Do people in the world know that we are disciples of Jesus by the way we love one another? Why is this question important? I think we should ask this question regularly. If we do not love one another as Jesus loved us, our lives are off course. If we do not love one another, we are not obeying the main command of Jesus. If we do not love one another, we are not his disciples. Of course, we cannot love one another like Jesus did in our own strength. Jesus dwells in us by his Spirit, so his love can flow through us to others. We may not always have feelings and emotional love for a person, but when we, by faith, step out to love them, we experience the love of God flowing through us. There are many models and ideas about what a church should be. I think God uses various systems and models. However, no matter what model of church, loving one another as Jesus loved us must be evident and apparent to the world around us. The love of Jesus for one another is the evidence that we are truly his disciples. And I believe that it is the dynamic that attracts people to him. Is the radical, powerful, unconditional love of Jesus for one another evident to those around us? Verse 36, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, where I'm going you cannot follow, but you will follow afterwards. Peter said to him, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Most certainly I tell you, the rooster won't crow until you have denied me three times. Jesus loved Peter, even though he knew Peter would deny him three times. Do you think Jesus knows when we will fail and that he still loves us? Write a prayer based on your answer to these questions. Peter was quick to speak and to say what he was thinking. Perhaps Peter did not grasp what Jesus was saying about loving one another. He came back to the previous word Jesus had said. He was going somewhere, and they could not follow him. Peter said, why? Why can't I follow you? I am willing to die for you. Peter was sincere, but did not understand his own weaknesses. Jesus loved Peter, even though he knew Peter would deny him three times. This is unconditional love. We're all weak and fail at times, like Peter. Thank God that he still loves us when we fail. Loving others like Jesus loved us means to continue loving them even when they fail. As we will see in John 21, Jesus continued to love Peter. He loved Peter, forgave him, and brought healing to his heart. Let's pray. Jesus, you commanded us to love one another the way you loved us. Fill us with your love today and every day. Demonstrate your love and life to the world around us as they see us loving one another. Renew us and fill us with your power, with the power of your love. And may the world know that we are truly your followers by how we love one another.